For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Terry Nelson spent 32 years serving the U.S. government as a Customs, Border, and Air Interdiction Officer. He retired last year as a GS-14, the equivalent of a bird colonel.
This is Terry Nelson speaking on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. More unintended consequences of the drug war. This past week, the Houston Chronicle ran an AP article on corruption in Brownsville, Texas. The article stated, "But these days, it's not just politicians lining their pockets, or crooked lawmen taking bags of cash and overlooking drug loads. The culture of bribery is quietly seeping into new realms of government, including school districts, municipal courts, and others," experts say. The article tied some of the blame on the proximity to Mexico and the culture of La Mordida. I'll place the blame where it belongs, and that's with the people taking the bribes. However, this should not come as a surprise to any of us. There's so much money thrown around by the drug dealers and cartels to influence people in positions of authority that it's only natural that the temptation for some is to get their piece of the action because it seems so easy, or everyone is doing it. During my career as a federal officer, I've heard those expressions all too often after the person has been arrested. One of the major unintended consequences of the drug war and the artificially high prices that drugs are sold for is the amount of money that is available to influence decisions. Now, not all bribery and corruption is drug-related, and we will never be able to stop bribery and corruption, and we will never be able to stop the drug use. However, we can influence the amount of money available to corrupt public officials by removing the profit from the drug dealers. Our citizens have lost much of the respect they once had for public officials due to the drug war and its unintended consequences, such as bribery. The Houston Chronicle article stated, "Some locals in the valley blame federal authorities. The government creates crime by using unsavory informants to entrap otherwise honest people," said Al Alvarez, a McAllen attorney who has defended public officials. Entrapment is yet another byproduct of the war on drugs. When dealing with a consensual crime, meaning two or more agreed to commit the infraction, the easiest way to combat it is by using paid informants, creating the seeds of deception and distrust. Many times, people are killed by drug gangs thinking that the victim had informed on them. Sometimes an undercover officers are placed in situations where they must befriend the very people they're supposed to inform on. It also exposes them to a lifestyle so contrary to their own that it invariably will influence behavior and sometimes corrupt an otherwise good stand-up cop. Lee believes that drugs are too dangerous to be left in the hands of criminals. It's time to regulate and control them. Let's work together to change this failed policy and help build a better future for ourselves and our children. This is Terry Nelson at www.leap.cc signing off.
On this week's Cultural Baggage, Barry Cooper, a former cop and author of a new DVD, How Not to Get Busted, will be our guest. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.